And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 23rd of August, 2015. It's the birthday of the man who said, intelligence is the capacity to know what we are doing, and instinct is just instinct. The results are about the same. The humorist Will Cuppy, born Auburn, Indiana, 1884, graduate student, University of Chicago, dropped out, moved to New York City, wrote advertising copy. City was too much for him, so he moved to Jones Beach Island off the South Shore of Long Island, and for 8 years he lived in a shack made of tar paper and clapboard and tin, then moved back to Manhattan and published a book, How to Be a Hermit, which was a bestseller in 1929, in which Will Cuppy wrote, a hermit is simply a person to whom civilization has failed to adjust itself. He was a busy, productive writer in New York, wrote for The New Yorker, wrote for the New York Herald Tribune, wrote books like How to Tell Your Friends from the Apes. As he got older, he became more and more isolated, more depressed. His health deteriorated. In 1949, he committed suicide, and the following year, his book, The Decline and Fall of Practically Everybody, was published posthumously and was a big bestseller. It's the birthday of the author of the Spoon River Anthology, 1915, in which more than 200 dead citizens of the fictional town of Spoon River tell about their lives. Edgar Lee Masters, born Garnett, Kansas, 1868, grew up on his grandparents' farm near Petersburg, Illinois. He was a lawyer in Chicago. He shared a law practice with Clarence Darrow, but his dream was to be a poet. And Spoon River Anthology sold so well in 1915, he was able to give up law and devote himself to writing. Here's a poem for today by Claire Keyes, Mozart at 17. I'd done it again, locked out of my car that evening after the concert, no friendly red salute as I flicked the unlock icon, no keys, and my stupid car remained indifferent while I made the dreaded phone call to my husband with the news, and could he come to the rescue? The only bright thing that night was the symphony Mozart composed at 17, the year his father brought him to Vienna to seek a position in the court of Empress Maria Theresa. Only Salieri had won the keys to the court, and there was nothing for Amadeus. So what does he do? He attends the symphonies of Haydn, glorious and inventive, and over a period of weeks produces a music filled with restless, angular melodies, the oboe and flute freed into colorful bursts that force the violins to yield. Only in the Andante does he settle into more introverted passions. He was a teenager, after all, destined to trump Salieri, some say even Haydn, though he doesn't know this at the time, maybe suspects it, so that 3 centuries later, as I was walking towards my car one evening after a concert, fishing for my keys, Mozart seemed to whisper, in clarity lies the serene. A poem by Claire Keyes, Mozart at 17, from What Diamonds Can Do, published by Cherry Grove Collections and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.